talking this morning with Dr. Scott King, DVM and Director of Marketing for the Cattle Segment of Boehringer Ingelheim Vet Medica. To start us out, Dr. King, can you just kind of give us an overview of kind of where Boehringer is standing currently?
Well, Boehringer Ingelheim is a global animal health company. We manufacture vaccines for all species of animals, as well as several different pharmaceuticals, animal pharmaceuticals, to keep all species of animals healthy. So we're particularly excited right now about a business swap with Sanofi that is going to bring together Boehringer Ingelheim and Mariel. This deal is projected to close the end of this year, December 31st, and it's right around the corner. So we're just extremely excited about what Boehringer Ingelheim and Mariel coming together can do for our customers in the way of added value and services and innovation as well. So that's really the exciting thing that's going on in our shop right now.
So talking about kind of that time of the year, in January, the Veterinary Feed Directive will go into effect for the cattle industry. Can you kind of explain to that what that's going to mean for producers as well as the veterinary side of things as well?
Right, yeah. Judicious use of antibiotics has been a hot topic, and it's even more so now with the Veterinary Feed Directive going to be in place in January. And what that's going to do is emphasize the judicious use of antibiotics, and it's going to require some veterinary oversight from producers. In other words, they're going to have a prescription to use those antibiotics in their cattle feed.
From your personal perspective, is this something that you think is going to be beneficial or kind of troublesome towards the industry, or kind of what's your outlook on this?
Well, I think something new is always different, and people have to learn. And you know, veterinarians have been getting trained on this over the past year, and I would encourage producers if they haven't reached out to their local veterinarian, they need to do so, and for sure make sure they've got a relationship built there with their veterinarian. And their veterinarian can then explain to them the ins and outs of the Veterinary Feed Directive. But overall, it's going to be a good thing. Antibiotics are very important to maintaining the health of our animals, and we have a responsibility to treat these animals when they do get sick. And so the responsible use of these antibiotics is going to be key to the health of our overall industry going forward. And we need to be able to protect our ability to use these antibiotics when a veterinarian sees fit. So it's going to be a little more work to get started, but in the end, I think it's going to really build confidence with our consumers. And, that's also going to be key to the health of the cattle industry. And one thing that we're doing at Boehringer Ingelheim, more so on the dairy side with the judicious use of antibiotics, is we've started a little initiative called The Pledge. And so we've encouraged veterinarians and producers to take a pledge to use antibiotics more judiciously. In other words, the right antibiotic to treat the right disease at the right dose for the correct duration, and to potentially test to see what bacteria is really causing that disease so that you know which antibiotic specifically to use to kill that bacteria as quickly as possible. And so last month at the World Dairy Expo, we launched a product called Polymast, and it's going to enable veterinarians to do just that. So especially if for producers that are using an extended therapy protocol that can last up to 5 days, Polymast is a one-day treatment, once-a-day treatment for 3 days. So it drastically reduces the amount of antibiotics, which is good for the cow, it's good for the producer, and it also then instills confidence in our consumers. So we've got over 100 people signed up to take the pledge so far, and we think this is going to be a really big initiative for us going forward throughout next year as well.
So you talk about the pledge kind of being aimed towards the dairy industry now. Is this something that you see, taking a shift and playing a role in the beef industry as well?
Well, probably not so much with our pledge, but I think for sure the Veterinary Feed Directive is going to cause that to happen.
Okay. Absolutely. So talking about that veterinary feed directive like we have been, what's kind of your message to producers? What do producers need to be doing now to kind of prepare for that?
I think that the message really is don't get too excited about it. You know, it's going to be a little more work here on the front end. Reach out to your veterinarians. They've been getting trained on this for the past year, and they'll help you navigate through the ins and outs of the veterinary feed directive so they can stay compliant as well.